They've been through weeks of untold horrors in the bunkers and tunnels of the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol. This is the first group of evacuees to make the perilous journey from Russian-controlled territory to the Ukrainian-controlled city of Zaporizhia in a Red Cross and United Nations convoy.
You don't understand how terrible it was. You sit in the bomb shelter in a wet basement and everything is shaking like that. And then when we could go up to the surface, I saw it for the second time in a month, a huge crater, 15 meters wide and who knows how deep.
Yes, the military did share things with us, but it was the Azov battalion, so you can imagine what they said. We were told that nobody needed us. We felt abandoned, that we were nothing.
For the past month, supplies of food and water have been severely rationed, adults going hungry for days to keep their children fed. This is a moment of huge relief. Russia said some evacuees have been taken to a village controlled by Moscow-backed separatists and would be allowed to travel to Ukrainian-held territory if they wanted. But fears are growing for those left behind in the confines of the steelworks. Soon after the departure of the first evacuees, Russian-backed forces resumed their assault, firing rockets towards the plant. The mayor of Mariupol says 200 civilians still remain trapped inside, including several dozen small children. It's the last remaining area of the city not under Russian control, and the last refuge for hundreds of Ukrainian troops who refused to surrender. The rest of Mariupol is in ruins, but around 100,000 people remain living amongst the rubble. Tatiana Bushlanova no longer flinches at the sound of exploding shells.
You wake up in the morning and you cry. You cry in the evening. I don't know where to go. I am not alone here. Imagine, everything is destroyed. Where should the people go now? Here they are, sitting with small kids.
In the west of Ukraine, Russia's launched renewed attacks on the port city of Odessa, where Ukrainian officials say a missile hit a children's dormitory, killing a 14-year-old boy. Missiles also struck a logistics centre used to deliver foreign weaponry. Russia so far failed to land troops in the city by sea, but seizing Odessa would give Russia control of the whole of Ukraine's Black Sea coast. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera.